First of all, just tell me, for people that will have could have little knowledge of a bid, what is a bid?
Okay, so a bid is, I suppose it's self-help for businesses. It's where businesses come together as a collective to contribute into a pot of money, and that money is spent on projects that they decide upon, which will benefit them all.
Okay, so what's happened so far? It's been a lengthy process. It's been about 12 months at the minute.
Yes.
That talks have been going on for. So just tell me a bit about what's happened.
Okay, so a few of us started thinking about a bid in my role as president of Harrogate Chamber of Commerce. I always felt that one of the things that struck me about the Christmas lights was how inequitable the funding of it was, where some businesses were paying nothing, some businesses were paying a significant amount of money. Some members of the public were paying money into this pool. And John Fox and a few others were working very, very hard to give us a super Christmas lights display. And I thought, well, there must be a more equitable way of funding this. And so we started looking at possible mechanisms to do so. And creation of a business improvement district was one of those. And it became fairly obvious once we'd thought about a bid and were looking at how bids worked elsewhere in the country, that actually the benefits of a bid would be far, far broader than just Christmas lights. January Chamber of Commerce meeting 2017 is when we got the chief exec of the Leeds bid and the chief exec of Skipton bid, and also the chairman of Leeds bid at its evolution stage, I suppose, to come and give us a talk and tell us all about what creation of business improvement districts bids had done for those towns.
Right, so what happened on Monday then?
So Monday was the beginning of the next phase. So over the past 12 months, we've been, a small group of us have been going out and talking to a lot of businesses, trying to see if there was broad support for the concept of a bid, getting some idea about what sort of projects businesses would support, and trying to build a pot of money, because, of course, to progress these things, to go into a consultation, to produce the necessary media that people can use to explore the bid, all these things cost money. To enter into the legal processes cost money. So we've been trying to build a pot of money over the past 12 months and to gather support, gain momentum. November time, we found an expert who could guide us through the process. And he was duly appointed, and his company came and did a presentation to Chamber on Monday to explain the timetable of events that will lead up to a ballot of all the businesses, which will take place if things go to plan, in November of this year.
Right, so, I mean, it's still going to be, talks, like I said, have been happening for the past 12 months. It's still nothing's going to be settled anytime soon, basically. These things do take a while, like you said, to build momentum, to build, the feel from the town's businesses as well.
Yes.
So these things do take time.
Yeah, businesses are very on board. They recognise that the towns and cities around us are improving their offering, that their town centres are becoming more attractive places for people to visit. There's more going on, and that Harrogate is starting to lose a little bit of ground, and one or two shops and other businesses are starting to struggle. But also, a bid isn't just concerned with retail businesses and hotels and food and beverage operators. It extends far broader than that. Not all of the businesses captured in the bid area are going to be concerned with the visitor economy or with providing local residents with food, drink and shops. A lot of them are providing services. And so some of those businesses have been concerned that there's no there's nothing that's there's not enough in Harrogate that means that a new business looking at where to locate, relocate or where to start up would necessarily choose Harrogate as a place to come. There's a limited incubation or accelerator program option available to new businesses in Harrogate. So it's about not only improving the offering to the visitors and the residents in Harrogate, but it's almost also making it a good place to be in business, where your business is servicing and supplying other businesses.
And so what would you say, would you say that is the ideal outcome then? What are you trying to get out of it?
What are we trying to get out of it? We're trying to get out of it, in the first instance, the views of other businesses about what they would like to see that would make their trading environment better. Now, for many businesses, plainly that's an increased footfall. So it's about making sure that the residents in Harrogate choose Harrogate as a place to come and shop, to eat, to drink. And it's also making sure that when you're deciding on a holiday location, a weekend break or whatever else, that you choose Harrogate rather than somewhere else to go. So it's making sure that the marketing around what Harrogate has to offer is improved. And if you're thinking about bringing a conference or something else to Harrogate, that you look at Harrogate Conference Centre as a place to go rather than looking at the other towns that that have an offering available. So it's improving our offering in all of those ways. It's making sure that the marketing around those is better than it currently is. And it's making sure that when people come to Harrogate, we're actually delivering on the promise. So quality of service, quality of customer service, rather, that people are experiencing is right at the top of the scale.
And do you feel positive that that will happen and this will help?
I do, very positive, because of the conversations we've been having over the past 12 months with businesses, and they're very keen to improve, and they see that whilst they can improve their particular element, that a joined-up approach is required so that people are not pulling in different directions, but everyone's pulling together to make, you know, to make the Harrogate offer a visibly better offer and a well-communicated offer that's better than others.